Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
And yes, we did get all our Welsh accent advice from Fireman Sam.
Yes.
So I do apologise to our Welsh listeners.
Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Okay, so you gave us a Golden Globes rundown earlier on. What have you got for us now for the week?
So, well, the Golden Globes we get on, so it didn't air last night over here, it did the US. So we'll have it on Irish TV at 9 o'clock tonight.
Excellent.
So you'll get to see everything from, you know, the socially distant audience members to the Irish not picking up any awards, unfortunately.
And Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are such good hosts as well.
They're actually my favourite. Right. Just above, what's his name? Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais, yeah.
Yeah,
man, he doesn't care.
But, you know, we were talking about Prince Harry on Friday because of the James Corden thing that he did, his version of Carpool Karaoke.
Yeah, on an open top bus and all that, yeah.
Yeah, so he's on telly again this weekend. Now, it is in the US, so I'll find out when it's airing over here and I'll let you know. But he sits down with Meghan and Oprah for like an in-depth interview about, you know, leaving the royal family a year ago, their decision to stay, like, not working with the royal family, if that makes sense. So they decided that recently. She's obviously pregnant at the minute. Her pressures on joining the royal family. And also, he talks about how, you know, he often thinks of his mother, Princess Diana, and when she relinquished her title and left the royal family and how hard it must have been for her to do it by herself, because he's obviously done it with his wife by his side. So here's a little teaser clip of the interview.
You know, for me, I'm just really relieved and happy to be sitting here talking to you with my wife by my side, because I can't begin to imagine what it must have been like for her going through this process by herself all those years ago, because it has been unbelievably tough for the two of us, but at least we had each other.
Yeah. That's some good music to add underneath an interview like that. They know.
Oh, I know. It gave me goosebumps. Yeah.
Anything I see him talk about his experiences on, so maybe even the Carpool Karaoke that he was talking to James Corden, you really do get him as a human. When he talks about like his mental health was suffering so badly with the tabloids, and you start to think, well, look, why should anyone have to put up with that? You know, and regardless whether you're a carpenter or a member of the royal family, you know, everyone is entitled to living a bit happier. And if it's sad that he had to essentially emigrate and leave, leave his family to get a little bit of happiness. But, you know, it kind of suggests that maybe that royal family model isn't fit for purpose and hasn't been for a long time. So maybe if they allowed it to be a little bit more flexible, then maybe they'd manage to hang on to them for a little bit
maybe
longer.
Maybe the media don't really care what the model is, though, do they? That seems to be the main thing he said. I mean,
I think they sell stories like, you know, they make money off the stories of the royal family, and the public feel like they own them because essentially they pay them through tax and stuff like that. You know that way.
Yeah.
So,
well, it was interesting what he said about the difference between the Crown and newspapers. And when he was asked about the Crown, he said, well, you know, I actually don't mind that because there's an understanding that parts of it are fictional, at least that it's based on real people, but it's a drama and it's there for entertainment. Where he said the newspapers are more dangerous because that's sold as fact, when in fact the stuff they're printing is never really true. So that was quite interesting.
Yeah, and I agree with you that when he talks very open and honest, you know, and it just makes him a bit more real. He isn't this caricature of himself, you know.
Not at all.
Like you think that the Queen or Prince William, Prince Charles are. He's really giving you his side of things. So that's Oprah talking to Harry and Meghan. So that's on in the US this weekend. So I'm sure it'll pop up online, but I'll let you know maybe by the end of the week where we'll find that.
Maria, someone says, what am I supposed to watch after Married at First Sight Australia finishes tonight? Maria, total escape from reality is part of my nightly ritual after the kids are put to bed. What do I do?
I know, and there's 40 episodes of it. 41, sorry, including the reunion. So that's what's on tonight. It's on at 9:30 on... Is it on E4? It's on E4. Sorry, yeah. I watch it on all four to get rid of the ads. But yeah, this is what you're going to watch. It's a new Bryan Cranston series. It's called Your Honor.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts tomorrow night, which is perfect because you can watch your Married at First Sight tonight and then start this series tomorrow night.
Brilliant.
So it's basically he plays a judge whose son is involved in a hit and run. But the person that he kills is the son of a massive crime family in New Orleans.
Right.
So Bryan Cranston, the judge, is trying to cover it up, but then the crime family come looking for your man, and yeah, it's meant to be very, very good.
I'm sure it's not like Breaking Bad, but you must, if you're Bryan Cranston, your agent goes, okay, Brian, you're a dad, and all of a sudden everything falls apart and you go rogue. I'm seeing a pattern here.
Sorry.
Because yeah, it's the Wonder Years mention, as well.
And it's Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
He's the dad and everything falls apart.
Sorry, yeah, Malcolm in the Middle. That's what I meant to say. Sorry. Yeah. But I'm actually enjoying him in Sneaky Pete, which was a recommendation from one of our listeners last week, which is on Amazon Prime. And he plays a crime boss in this show with himself and a con man are kind of going up against each other.
So for once, he's not the dad who's son is in the crime boss. Okay.
But he's quite a fatherly figure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that's called Your Honor, is it?
Your Honor. It's on Sky Atlantic. It starts on Sky Atlantic tomorrow at 9 o'clock. There's 10 episodes of that.
Right.
I'm sure if you go on to Sky On Demand, they'd all be up there and you can binge them.
Yeah.
And then there's a new documentary on Netflix today called Biggie, I Got a Story to Tell You. So it's celebrating the life of Notorious B.I.G.
Yes.
It's interviews, rare footage, all that kind of stuff. So I think that's something that you'd really be into, Dave.
Will be, yeah. I was a massive hip-hop fan in the 90s when Tupac and Biggie and all that stuff kind of went off and happened. I was right in the thick of it by sitting in my bedroom at home listening to it. But I was a huge fan. And they're intriguing stories. They really are. So I'm dying to see this one.
And then my movie of the week is a thriller with Shia LaBeouf, Disturbia. It's from 2007, but it's really, really good. It's where he plays this teenager who thinks his neighbour is a serial killer. And that's on Wednesday on Film 4 at 10:45.
I think when that movie came out, Dermot and myself and you, because you would have been part of our team then, Maria, as well, did some kind of a promo around that movie or something. I have some vague recollection of there being some radio link to the movie Disturbia back in 2007.
No, I think it was just you're confusing it. Your hairstyle in 2007 was very disturbing.
And it's very similar to what I've got going on now in lockdown.
Both of us are revisiting those right now.
That's possibly it, yeah. So where's that on?
That's on Film 4 on Wednesday at 10:45. Is his surname is Beef. Is it?
Yeah, French for beef. Yeah, there's a couple of soccer players as well. Franck LeBeouf.
Like Shia the Beef.
Shia the Beef. Well, even they just dropped the "the," so Shia Beef. Yeah.
Well, if I was him, I'd be going by Shia the Beef. Because I think that's a cool name.
Well, a lot of people do have beef with old Shia because he's meant to be very, very difficult to work with on set and has been kicked off a few movies just because he's a bit of a loose cannon. I have to say, I really love him as an actor. Yeah. Maybe as a human being, some people take issue with him, but I'm not sort of paying my subscriptions to see him as a human. I like to see him as an actor, but
he's very good.
He's really very good. Yeah. He's in a great, great film with an actor with Down syndrome, which is also on Netflix, called Peanut Butter Falcon. If you ever get a chance to watch that.
Tell me about this.
I know I recommended it to Emer here and she absolutely loved it. And it's just a really cool movie. It's a great one to watch with the kids as well if you got kind of older kids.
Okay.
Sort of age 10 up. I think they'd really enjoy it. But he's a really good actor, Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
It's just a pity he's so tricky. But he just seems to be very artistic, I'll put it that way.
But do you remember him
up
in
his own artistic.
Do you remember at the start, or kind of a little bit into lockdown one, they did a movie read with Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt?
Yes.
And it was a massive big cast. They did it for charity and he was in it.
Mm-hmm.
But he was kind of just doing his own thing. He was hilarious.
Yeah. But he's just so entertaining. But
yeah,
obviously
I think so.
Not if he's turning up 5 hours late for work.
Maria, thank you as always for filling us in on the telly for the week. We will talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. It's Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
Today FM. Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.